Welcome to Toad's first ever roundtable discussion. Hello, my name is Adam Fosley, and I am your host of the Toad Podcast. Today, we're going to have a roundtable lightning discussion where each of our guests, including myself, will say a little bit of something about tech topics that we have. For example, they could include artificial intelligence, smart home, mobile devices, driverless cars and drones. We're going to go through them and say our thoughts, say news. You're going to find so much. And this is our first ever roundtable discussion. Stay tuned. So I want to introduce our guests here. Obviously myself, I'm the host, Adam O. Fosley of the podcast. Really excited to be here. I'm also the founder and CEO of Toad. And I've invited some of my family, my parents actually, on to be guests of the discussion. The first is my dad, Majid Abul Fosley, and he is a photographer out of San Francisco, California.
Hello, son. Glad to be here.
And my mom is a graphic designer and creative director, also living in San Francisco with us.
Hey, Adam, how you doing today?
Okay. We both have a podcast. I both have podcasts with them. They're earlier podcasts about photography and graphic design and tech and computers. So you should go check those out also on our feeds. Now, let me just tell you about this lightning discussion. So we're just going to call the people who are on the discussion talkers. So each talker will have, I'm obviously the one who talks the most. Don't mean to bore you. My parents know very well though that I talk a lot.
First question.
No. We're going to dive right in, but each talker will have 20 seconds to answer on and react on the tech topic. So it's kind of like a political debate, but not graded or recorded or anything like that. Okay, without further ado, let's dive right in. Okay, our first topic is artificial intelligence innovation. And Majid will go first. So Majid, your 20 seconds starts now.
Artificial intelligence, huh? I think it's becoming more evident that it's going to be in our future lives, not only in computers, but different things, obviously cars, other systems.
Okay.
But whether they can learn and do stuff like we do as humans, I don't know. It might take a long time for that to happen.
Okay. All right. What do you want to say, Dan?
As Majid said, it's inevitable that it's in the future. The question is, how soon will it get here? And will it help our lives? And in what way? So while it's replacing people's jobs and maybe making certain things more efficient, what are the negatives of AI? I think it's a bigger discussion.
Yeah, maybe that's a good podcast idea too, if you'd like to have it, of course. Okay, my turn. What I would just like to say about AI is I'm not thinking about the future like my parents and the other talkers here. I am kind of thinking about the AI that I have that's noticeable in my house, like the Echo, the Siri, etc. And I'm thinking about, it seems like I'm always now thinking, not worrying about it while I'm engaging with these AIs who now have a personality with me. I am thinking about how they adapt to me, and also on the side of that, how they're always listening, and that's a big discussion, a big thing that not many people have evidence for, but we're not going to go into that in depth now.
None of those people in your house are smarter than your parents.
I guess so, but this is not a joke, of course. This is a podcast.
Okay,
a Okay, our next topic is driverless cars or car innovation in general, because there's also stuff like... Okay, this will just be my turn, but there's also stuff like... I don't want to talk about driverless cars here. What I want to talk about is how we see tech innovation in touch screens, in Teslas and other stuff like that. What's really cool is how these car companies are connecting up features like the AC, the locks on the doors, to touch screens and other very innovative interactive tech design devices inside of their cars. Okay, Dana, do you want to go?
I haven't had the privilege of driving a Tesla firsthand, so I don't really know how some of these things are working. My hesitancy with these kinds of systems are, you know, can I get into my car if the computer breaks down? Can I turn on my car if the computer breaks down? What are the backup systems? So...
Very good, Dana. I can't afford a car like that either, but I think it's cool.
Okay. Do you want to say anything else?
I could talk about driverless cars more.
Yeah, yeah.
Since that was our topic. Mm-hmm. Well, the same thing with that. Obviously, they're testing it now, and they're doing it in some smaller cities. I think it's going to happen in the near future that the cities are going to open up to driverless cars. The problem, or there's going to be accidents, like we have accidents. But what we're going to need to know is like 10 years from now, after they've been on the streets,
right,
with the data that we have, is it less or is it not less? Is human error really more? Logic says, yeah, there should be less accidents, but we'll see.
Okay, and that was driverless cars and car technology. Okay, our next topic is e-commerce. Majid, do you want to go first?
E-commerce, I think it's good. I use it a lot, actually. Sometimes I need to touch the thing I want to buy, like a camera or something, to feel it first. So I'll do that, but usually I order stuff online. Also, I'm involved when taking pictures of stuff that are sold online, so...
Okay, Dana?
I think it's great. It's very convenient. It gives me the chance to try out different things. I don't know if it's the most environmentally friendly route, but it's something that I find very useful, and I couldn't imagine living without.
Okay, well, my thing is Amazon has released something in response to what Majid kind of wonders about is how can he feel it? Now, Amazon has Prime Wardrobe now. You feel it before you buy it. Oh, my God. So Amazon is one of the biggest, I think, the biggest e-commerce company. But what I want to say is Apple Pay, Samsung Pay, Google Pay, maybe Fitbit Pay, actually. This is all crazy to me how you can just touch with your phone, your tablet, your smartwatch, or you can use, like, credit cards that you just touch, and it's crazy to me, you know, and you pay through apps and stuff, but, useful, and it's really making a good change. Okay, let's go on to our next topic, which is, video gaming. I want to go first and make mine short. I don't really play video games, but video games are fun, and I don't play the kind of video games that most of the people and all my friends play, but video games, I can see why people like them, and it's interesting and fun and great entertainment, but phone addiction and gaming addiction is a big problem, and companies like Apple and Xbox and PS4 have not addressed that yet. So, we'll see. Or PlayStation, I'm sorry. Majid, go ahead.
Well, I'm not a big gamer myself. I'm glad Adam isn't that big right now. But he plays quite a bit. Not Xbox and stuff, but he does.
You're right, I lied.
But we'll see. We'll see how he develops. As long as there's a balance, I think I'm fine with it.
I mean, I like to play video games. I think they're fun. I think it's a escape, just like in some ways, if you use it correctly, like a book is an escape. You go into a different world and you kind of can make believe. And I think, as Majid said, as long as there are balance, I think, you know, it involves parents being involved in what their kids are doing and making sure that they're not on the computer all day long. That's all. But okay. I don't believe in that blaming video games for some of the other things like violence in the world.
Okay. Let's talk about mobile devices. Let me start on this short and sweet. Did I say that last time? Did I say that about gaming? Anyway, mobile devices. Okay, so iPhones are clearly what Toad specializes in. And, well, for our tip and help session services, section guide services, quiz services, obviously. But I think that there's a huge evolution. And a few years ago, the iPhones were supposed to project holograms, and now they're not. And I'm not actually disappointed. I am disappointed in Apple's latest iPhone models, Samsung's latest iPhone models. But, besides that, smartphone evolution has gone so much in the 10 or 11 years since the first iPhone. So, yeah, Majid.
Mobile devices, huh?
Yeah.
Well, obviously, it has changed the world. But I think we're starting to realize there are also some downsides to it. We're going to probably find out more of that stuff. I don't use my phone as much. I mean, I use it for calls and stuff, but I use my iPad more, and I'm very happy of having a mobile device like that, the iPad Pro, and I want the new one.
Okay, Dana?
Yeah, it's amazing to think how far we've come in, what's it been, 10 years since I think the first iPhone came out, and the whole idea of being able to connect with people through your phone and do emails and get on the internet and stuff like that was all kind of new. And now it's just gone to a whole another world with the way people text and Instagram and this kind of instantaneous connection with people. It's unbelievable to think what's happened in 10 years, and we'll see where we are in another 10 years.
Okay, and you can learn more from Toad's 1010. Awesomely. We do that at the end of every podcast episode except these lightning discussions. Okay, that is about what we have now, what we had 10 years ago, and what we have 10 years from now. So we'll do that with mobile phones, of course. Let's talk about cookies here. So cookies and privacy, we're going to link those together just for the sake of time. And let's talk about cookies and privacy. Do you want to start, Mom?
Yes. Let's see. I don't use the private browser window nearly enough. I have to get into a better habit of doing that. And, I mean, the bottom line is, if you're going to get on the internet, if you're going to post things on Instagram or Facebook, you just have to be prepared and aware that everybody in the world will be able to see that now and for the rest of your life. So, whatever you're doing, know that it's can be general knowledge at some point in the future. And you know, you take that risk when you get online and you start doing things. And there's huge privacy issues, and I'm not sure where what the future holds for solving those.
Okay. Well, what I want to say about that is I'm just gonna tell you a quick story actually. So the other day, we were talking about, I think, going on a trip, maybe somewhere in New Mexico or some Louisiana, somewhere. We're not, obviously, but we were talking about it. And after that, after talking about it, I got ads from travel agencies. I won't name details, but I got ads from travel agencies. And it's surprising to hear. I understand cookies and privacy when you're searching for them, when
Alexa's
you're
Alexa's listening doing after
it.
All
but when
does.
You're just talking, not even on the phone, through it. I'm puzzled. That's my cookies and privacy speech. Okay, go.
I think my son's being a little exaggerating and
paranoid
is a better word. Yes, paranoid. Well, it's obviously important issues. Privacy is a big one. But if we had a better working government, I think they could do a lot of stuff to help with privacy. Cookies, recently, they had the laws that they passed, especially in Europe, that you have to accept cookies if you want to go on certain websites. Yeah, like Dana said, it's out there. So just be careful what you browse.
Okay, great. Well, that's all we have for you today. Thanks so much for listening in on the Toad Podcast. I want to thank my guests, Majid and Dana, for joining me today. Make sure to subscribe to the Toad Podcast on whatever platform wherever you listen to your podcast. And if you'd like to sign up for Toad, go to toadeyeservice.wix.com/website or send us an email to toadeyeservice@gmail.com. Our main service, actually, we give out tips and tricks on Apple devices and also help people who are having issues with support for their technology. Okay, thank you for listening. See you next time.